Pretty pleased, Brooke. We started doing the first interviews here nearly 2 years ago, believe it or not. Then it was on the back burner for 12 months, but the last few months I've got onto it and edited it up and sourced a lot of photos and footage and to support the stories that these old tuna fishermen talk about. Pretty exciting times by all accounts.
Did it turn out how you expected it to when you first started thinking about it 2 years ago?
Yes. I think all the elements are there. You know, we've tried to capture different facets of the industry from the early days, from the big days when they were polling a lot of tuna, the women's story, their support, being home and with the kids and all that. And then the social scene when the boys come in and all the fleet was in at the one time and the great times they had around the pubs in the town. And then the downturn of the fishery, how it was overfished substantially. And we've just touched on the resurgence today with the tuna farming and value adding.
What were some of your favourite stories from putting this together?
Almost too many to mention. Of course, there was the big story of the gunfight in the Great Australian Bite. We've got that from the people who were there. The early days was interesting. It started way back in 1938, if we want to go back far enough. The first tuna in Australia canned in Hobart in 38, but nothing much happened till the 50s, when it got going in Eden initially. And then in Port Lincoln in 56 were the Haldanes and others, likes of Bert Wilson, who was close on their heels when they got the Jangard brothers across from America to show them the techniques, and it really got underway. There were the boom years with the 60s and 70s and early 80s.
How do you think the documentary will go down today? Have many people seen it so far?
Yes, we launched it in Eden 2 weeks ago and it was very well received. A lot of the guys that were in the industry were quite interested in it because they all said they learned things in it that they didn't know about, and yet they were in the industry for some years.
Did you find that with a lot of people, that there was little stories in that others hadn't heard about before?
Yes, that's for sure, because I get a lot of stories, and of course everyone's got their own story, but some of them haven't got the broader picture.
Why do you think it's so important to have this kind of history documented?
Well, it's good to know what happened in the past. We can always learn lessons from the past. And my particular interest is oral history, and recording these guys while they were still alive, expressing what they did in their own way. I initially did it with books. Now I do it with film, where you can actually hear and see the people involved, which adds another dimension to it.
Do you think there is enough of this around in the fishing industries, not just for tuna?
Oh no, there's not nearly enough around. There's plenty of stories out there that could be told. Hopefully more of it will happen, but you can't do these things soon enough. There's so many places I go to or people I see, they tell me, you should have been here 10 years ago, 20 years ago when Dad was alive. You can just never do these things soon enough, and you can't delay them.
It's a big job.
It is a big job. This is the 11th in my Australian Maritime History series, and it's been a joy to do because there's so many facets to the industry, and all the participants say polling tuna was the most exciting job they ever did.
So 11, what's going to be number 12?
I am thinking it will be the trawl fishery, the deep sea trawl fishery, in particular the Orange Ruffy boom, which a lot of Port Lincoln fishermen were involved in. So I reckon I'll be back again before long.